Random House Audio presents Revolutionary Road by Richard Yates. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. Alas, when passion is both meek and wild. John Keats. Part 1. 1. The final dying sounds of their dress rehearsal left the Laurel players with nothing to do but stand there, silent and helpless, blinking out over the footlights of an empty auditorium. They hardly dared to breathe as the short, solemn figure of their director emerged from the naked seats to join them on stage, as he pulled a stepladder raspingly from the wings and climbed halfway up its rungs to turn and tell them, with several clearings of his throat, that they were a damn talented group of people, and a wonderful group of people to work with. "It hasn't been an easy job," he said, his glasses glinting soberly around the stage. "We've had a lot of problems here, and, quite frankly, I'd more or less resigned myself not to expect too much. Well, listen, maybe this sounds corny, but something happened up here tonight. Sitting out there tonight, I suddenly knew, deep down, that you were all putting your hearts into your work for the first time." He let the fingers of one hand splay out across the pocket of his shirt to show what a simple physical thing the heart was. Then he made the same hand into a fist, which he shook slowly and wordlessly in a long, dramatic pause, closing one eye and allowing his moist lower lip to curl out in a grimace of triumph and pride. "Do that again tomorrow night," he said, "and we'll have one hell of a show."